Good morning.
Well, to begin Lent, we always start, this is the A cycle, so it's the Gospels we use when we have RCIA people anyway. But we begin with this temptation. And the temptation begins with Jesus. It says, the Spirit led him. So the Spirit led him to do battle. That's one of the first things the Spirit ever did to Christ and his humanity, is led him into the desert to be tempted. Now, so here he is, and so he goes into the desert, and he fasts and prays, and there's one line in there, it says, and he was hungry. He was hungry. And so often when we deal with Jesus, we think of him as this Superman who had no needs, everything was fine for him, nothing was imperfect, and of course in his divinity nothing is imperfect, but his humanity, he was hungry. And in his weakness, his physical weakness, in his time of need, if you will, that's where the devil jumped on him. Huh? And he says, okay, you're hungry. And so the devil says, here, if you're the Son of God, change this rock and make it bread, and you can eat. You can feel the weakness inside of you, and you can be full. And see, that's what the devil does to all of us. He knows where our weaknesses are, huh? You know, again, yesterday, I was in Oklahoma City yesterday. Well, I spent more time in Memphis in the last couple of days than anywhere else in my life. Because when I went on Friday, I sat there and we got on a plane in Pittsburgh to go to, first I had to go to Memphis, then Oklahoma. And we sat in the plane ready to go off, and then he made us all get off the plane, go on another plane. And then he took off, we were an hour late. I go running to Memphis to get to my plane, they just closed the door, wouldn't let me on. Last plane to Oklahoma that day. I was not happy. So the devil dealt with me in my weakness. And with me, when I get weak, then I sat there and we had to go and we took an hour. And so they put me on another thing, put me into Dallas. I got to see Dallas on Friday. And then I sat there and I sat in there. And then he had to put me in American Airlines. And then he finally got me there. I got off the plane at midnight. Now it's 1 o'clock in the morning, our time, and I'm not a happy camper. The devil saw me in my weakness, and I'm not Jesus, in case you haven't figured that out yet. And so the guy who said, I say, you were not in a good mood, Father. No, I was not, sorry. Yesterday, get in the plane again, get in Oklahoma City, fine, get to Memphis, get on the plane, something wrong with the plane. We don't think we're going to be able to get you to Pittsburgh tonight. And we all got off the plane, went into another plane. Got into Pittsburgh last night at midnight. And so again, here we go. Not a happy camper when I saw my mother. I got to stay home tonight. I can't go to the area. I think I'll kill somebody. And in my weakness, the devil comes and he pushes. And me, I always sit there and fall on certain things. Jesus did not. Why did not Jesus fall, and why did Father Larry fall? And this isn't just Father Larry. I know I could pick on each of you and show how you have the same type things in your weaknesses, that sometimes you fall, sometimes you do not. What was the secret of Jesus to not fall? He said 3 times the same 3 words. Do you remember in the Gospel today? It is written. And so when Jesus Christ was confronted in his weakness with the temptation of the devil, Jesus did not focus on himself and his weakness. He didn't focus on the situation around him. He focused on his Father and the Word of God. And see, that's got to be the key. See, too often, what we do is we stay focused on ourselves, on our weakness, or our hunger, or our anger, or our tiredness, or whatever it is. And as long as we do that, we're dead. We're going to sit there and fall. We're going to be miserable, huh? When I looked up yesterday, and I went and I apologized to the poor guy who picked me up at the airport on Friday, him and his wife, I said, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I hate living inside my skin sometimes because it's always the same things that I give into. Always. And the devil's right there like, bleh. He takes his finger and he pushes it in there. and he makes you do these things. Well, he doesn't make me. I make me. I give in. He knows what button to push. Just like he knows what button to push on you. Whether it's judgmentalness, whether it's anger, whether it's lust, whether it's pride, whether you fill in the blank. He knows what button to push in all of us here. And the key is, what happens if we stay focused on ourselves, even when we go to confession? Again, I hear lots of confessions when I was in Oklahoma. And as I'm sitting there talking to the different people, I had a youth track and I had the adult track. And these guys would come in, and I would sit there. The only ones in confession I'm ever hard on are scrupulous people. Oh, Father, it's been 3 days. And I was like, excuse me, would you get over yourself? Would you stop being focused on yourself? That's the exact opposite of what God's calling us to. Jesus Christ is saying, don't look at yourself. Don't look at your sin. Don't look at your weakness. Look at me. Did you hear? Did everybody hear the second reading today? Huh? Say yes, Father. And what's in the second reading? What was it about? Through one man, sin entered the world. And then, a lot of us like to focus on that one man, don't we? Oh, yes, I am a sinner. Through the one man, I was a sinner, and I can cooperate with him. That was not the point of the second reading, was it? To stay focused on the sinner who got us all in this state. The purpose of the second reading was to have us focus on what? Jesus, and because of one man, we are justified. Is that what it said? Am I making this up? So you have a choice. You can focus on yourself and you can focus on the devil and have a fine time with that. Or you can use what the gospel tells us today and what the second reading talks about. You focus on Jesus and you focus on his word. And then you and I will conquer our weakness. But see, the devil comes to us and says, anything but Jesus, anything but Jesus, anything but Jesus. And we look at anything but Jesus. And Jesus says, it is written. And what's written? I have paid the penalty for your sin. It is in my blood that you are justified. You are not a slave to sin. You are not only weak. You have been redeemed by my precious blood that was spilled on Calvary. So, you can focus on you and your weakness. I can focus on me and my weakness. But we can focus this Lent, as I talked about on Ash Wednesday, almost every man. Forget about yourself. Let's focus on Jesus. This Lent isn't to keep us closer to ourselves about what we do and what we don't do for God. Whether some of you have probably already given up things and some of you are already broken what you've given up. Huh? Betcha. When I was in Memphis, I thought, well, if I'm going to stay in Memphis, at least I get to sit there and have some barbecue. Oh, I was so excited. Okay, the one thing, barbecue. And I'm walking down, and I said, oh, I'm going to go get some barbecue. And the guy looks at me and says, Father, isn't it Friday? I was not a happy camper twice. Oh, it's Friday.
So I didn't get anything like that. I just got madder.
But the reality is, sometimes you just got to laugh at yourself. You just got to laugh like, what the heck?
Or you can focus on Jesus and rejoice.
This Lent, let this be a different type of Lent for all of us. Let this be the Lent where we focus on, it is written, and we focus on God's Word, and we're tempted, we take the Word of God and we shove it down the devil's throat.
And this Lent, let us not focus on ourselves and what we're doing or not doing for God and how perfect we are or not and how well we've lived our thing I gave up. And let's just focus on Jesus, who died for us, who redeemed us, who wants to cover each of us in our weakness with his precious blood. When we are weak, he is strong. When you and I are hungry and weak, let's look at Jesus. Let's not listen to the devil. Let's not listen to our stomachs. Let's not listen to our emotions. Let's just listen and look at Jesus. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Make sure you know His love today and forever. Amen.